Hello and welcome to the Cristania.com podcast. I'm Cristania Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. This is episode number 14, and this week's segment, we're going to feature Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 14. So grab a pen and something to write on, and let's jump into some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 14, ready. Principle 5, voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in my life and humbly ask Him to remove my character defects. Scripture, happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. Matthew 5, 6. Step 6, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Scripture, humble yourselves before the Lord and He will lift you up. James 4, 10. So think about, what does ready, entirely ready to have God remove these defects of character mean or look like? The acrostic starts with R. R stands for release control. God will not force His way into your life for you to live His will. He will wait until you invite Him and welcome Him into your life. E stands for easy does it. There are no quick fixes here. It took time to get where you are. It's going to take time to heal. God wants to help you stop doing the wrong. But even more importantly, He wants to fix or correct or reverse or get rid of the very defect that has caused that issue to begin with. A, accepting the change. Seeing the need for change and allowing the change to occur are two different things. Principle 5 will not work if you are still trapped in your own self-will. You need to be ready to accept God's will to help you through this transition. D, do replace character defects. We have spent a lot of time living with our hurts and our habits and our hang-ups and our compulsives and our obsessions and all of those character defects. So when God removes one, there's going to be a void and it needs to be filled with something that's positive. That can be a CR meeting. That can be a church service. That can be serving your community. That can be a volunteer project. Something that's going to positively impact you and others so that those negative defects don't come back. Why? Yield to the growth. Your old self-doubts and low self-esteem may tell you that you are not worthy of the growth and the progress that you are making in this program. But yield yourself to the growth and the knowledge that God is healing you from the inside out. Let's dig into our questions. Question 1, have you released control? And if so, in what areas? List the areas of life that you've been able to turn over and surrender to Jesus Christ. Well, I personally definitely was able to turn over my career, my finances, and my relationships within my family. Second, list the areas of your life that you're still holding on to and attempting to control on your own power. My intimate relationship with my significant other. And I still struggle with my self-esteem and truly where my value comes from, where it's rooted in. Question 2, what does the phrase easy does it mean to you? What area of your recovery are you attempting to rush? Looking for possibly a quick fix. Personally, I don't want to rush any part of this process because I don't ever want to be here again. I want to be able to address it, get over it, and never come back. Question 3, explain the difference in seeing a need for change and being entirely ready to accept positive change in your recovery. To me, needing to change is like a head decision. The desire to change is a heart decision. Question 4. It is very important that you allow God to replace your character defects with positive changes. What are some of the positive changes that you could make in your recovery, in your family, and in your job? Becoming a CR leader was a really big thing for me to step up and do. And being able to establish boundaries, understand what my boundaries were, how to establish boundaries, and making sure that I respected and others respected those boundaries. And unconditional love, getting rid of the criticalness of my family and just general criticalness, and joy, being able to be joyful in my heart despite what my possible circumstances or situation was. Question 5. Sometimes it's difficult for us in recovery to see the positive changes that God is making in our lives. Have you been able to accept and enjoy your growth? And if so, how? Since I started recovery, I truly have experienced much less stress. There's many less peaks and valleys, and things seem to be more of an even keel. I am much more open and humble, and I experience a lot less anxiety. Well, that makes a wrap for Lesson 14's questions. And I want to congratulate you once again for staying committed to the process, checking back in with me, be it on a weekly or a monthly basis. I'm glad you were here. You will be blessed by the work that you're doing beyond your understanding, beyond your comprehension. It takes courage to change. So I am proud of you. I know God is too. That will conclude today's episode. I thank you for joining me. Remember, joy is a choice, so choose well. God bless and take care.